Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Yes, it will indeed feel like a ring of fire for all the candidates for the next 91 days or so until we get to the general election. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers, our producer, is here as well. We will visit with our friend Kristen Lyerly a little later on in the morning, too. But for now, we are simply reviewing the various results from primary election night across Wisconsin, where Mandela Barnes, the current lieutenant governor, is seeking to be the next U.S. senator if he can beat incumbent Republican Ron Johnson come November. Meanwhile, I don't want to say the surprise about Tim Michaels, but it was a race that many thought would be too close to call till later than it was. Tim Michaels has upended Rebecca Clefish, and so it will now be Tim Michaels going up against Tony Evers. And we'll talk about some more of the results in a bit. But first, I want to tip my cap to Dan Schaefer, who runs a great site called the Recombobulation Area. And, and his Twitter feed as well is just a fantastic insight into Wisconsin politics of all types, and written in an extremely approachable style. And I guess his writing must be pretty good because I'm not in the New York Times this morning, but he is, with an op-ed that's all about Meet Mandela Barnes, the 35-year-old candidate working to oust Ron Johnson. Now, this in and of itself, if Dan Schaefer's column, I have not looked at this yet. If it's six words long, it will have already done a favor just by having this headline in. Again, the headline is Meet Mandela Barnes, the 35-year-old candidate working to oust Ron Johnson. I think one of the most recent headlines in the New York Times was something like, is Mandela Barnes too liberal for Wisconsin? The birthplace of progressivism, basically doing what they could to contradict themselves. But the New York Times works so hard to overcompensate so that they can't be called the liberal media that if you're on Twitter, if you're not already, you should follow an account called the New York Times Pitchbot, which is nothing but these both sides headlines. And some of the time, those headlines actually come to be in the New York Times. It might take weeks or months, but it has happened. So, just to have a normal headline about Mandela Barnes is already a win for the Times and for everybody else.
PitchBot is always one of those. It's very similar to The Onion, when you just kind of have to do a double take these days where you're like, wait, is this a real headline or is this somebody being satirical? Because it is... they're hilarious, but it's also wild that, like you said, sometimes what the New York Times PitchBot account puts out there comes to fruition in the actual New York Times.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of those things. As we see it, we'll share it over the next 90 days or so. But as I said yesterday, in my never-ending quest to circumvent paywalls and see if I can get in trouble with the New York Times, I'm going to share with you some chunks of Dan Schaefer's column, and then you should go get the rest of it yourself. Take it in, have a subscription if you're, one of those subscribing news diet people the way that I am. But Dan writes that, and he basically rounds this in Barnes as a generational change in terms of being a nominee. He begins by saying millennials came of age at a time of crisis. They are the first generation in American history positioned to be worse off than their parents. Their economic trajectory forever altered by the economic meltdown of the late 2000s, as the ladders to the middle class were pulled up or broken by the crushing burden of student debt, the decline of unions, and skyrocketing healthcare and housing costs, and as rapid technological changes proved calamitous, more so than democratizing. Mandela Barnes understands the challenges this era has thrust upon millennials better than most in his position. Serving under Tony Evers as lieutenant governor, Mr. Barnes is just 35 years old and, if elected, could be only the second senator born in the 1980s. Compared to how many senators, Luke, are in their 80s or claim to be in their 80s, but I'm pretty sure Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein are in their 90s, if not older. I haven't seen their birth certificates. I don't know. But we have We have such a need for generational change. And I'm going to go, I'm just going to say on a tangent about that. And then we may or may not get back to Dan's column here, but off we go on another one of Pat's tangents. And this one about generations. My generation gave us Scott Walker. My generation gave us Tim Michaels. My generation has given us so many people who, when we were growing up, I felt like I had to explain to them that Alex P. Keaton, the Michael J. Fox character on Family Times, was a parody. You didn't actually want to be that. Much like the generation before, sometimes it had to be explained that Archie Bunker is a parody. You don't actually want to be that. But enough people in my generation embraced Reaganomics so strongly and still do, even though nothing has actually trickled down, you know, since Reaganomics first came on the scene, that because of this development, I was all in on Pete Buttigieg when he launched his campaign. The more I saw of him, the more I thought, this is what we need. My generation, I wanted to root for people like Kamala Harris, who's only a month older or younger than me, but there are too few of us, and there are a whole lot of people of Pete Buttigieg's age, of Mandela Barnes's age, who get it. I mean, they really get it. And they're in their mid to late 30s, and the people that I know around me in their mid to late 30s are so much smarter than we were, so much more savvy, and they have been dumped upon far more than we ever were. And they're more than ready to take the reins. So we'll find out more about what Dan had to say about Mandela Barnes' campaign a little bit later, but first we will take this break. I'm Pat Kreitlow, you're up north.
The ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.